Second Untitled Young Wizards Podficlet. Dearine and Meryl. Written and read by Calicuria and created as part of Podfitic 2015, First Seed. Set at some point after a wizard's holiday. Meryl suppressed a smile as she looked across the table at her son's paramour. The girl was plainly nervous, but equally plainly was determined to make a good impression. Had she and Milad ever been so smitten? Probably. Her amusement at that thought must have slipped into her expression, because Dearine relaxed her posture and ventured a smile in return, which turned into a grin when she caught Meryl's eye. So, Dearine Regan Callahan, who are you, and what are you doing? The girl blushed violently, which Meryl thought was rather an overreaction to the innocuous questions. When Dearine wouldn't meet her eye again, Meryl thought she might know what had provoked that blush, and grinned to herself. Her research had suggested that Terran and Welikit physiology might be compatible, and she rather suspected that Dearine and Roshan might have done some first-hand trials on that subject. It was nice to have her suspicions verified. She looked down at her menu to give Dearine a moment to compose herself, and noticed that the cafe stocked her favorite Gallifreyan tea blend. Once she had ordered, she looked up to see Dearine frowning in thought at the menu. Meryl was about to politely ask if Dearine would like a suggestion, but before she could offer, Dearine prodded decisively at the menu, then looked back at Meryl and launched into what was clearly a prepared statement meant to sum up her friends, family, interests, and topics of study, both wizardly and non-wizardly. After about 10 minutes of this, during which Dearine was clearly still uncomfortable, Meryl interrupted gently. While I am very glad to know that you are equally passionate in all aspects of your life, Dearine blushed, you misunderstand my intentions. With a nice sense of dramatic timing, both their teacups fizzed gently into existence in front of each of them, and Meryl lifted hers to sip at it delicately. I want to know about you, the mundanities I can learn from my son, or from the light. Tell me what your wizardry means to you, and what you wish to do with it. Tell me how you feel about your past, or your future. Tell me how your power speaks to you, and the ways in which its voice has changed throughout your life. Dearine looked back at her, the light of challenge in her eyes, and Meryl smiled.